Cooper and Kate on iRadio.
Radio in the morning with Cooper and Kate, and we're very excited to have on this morning a band who recently came to our attention because, one, they are back with a bang, and they also did a massive thing with the RTE Concert Orchestra for Heroes 8. They did a fantastic version of Trust Me, I'm a Doctor. Please welcome Louise and Niall from the Blizzards.
Great to have you back. We're so delighted. You've got kind of, I suppose, a little bit of a change in sound. Louise, did you spend lockdown kind of working on that, or how did that all come about?
Like, lockdown removed a lot of the attention on actually performing live, and we were sort of, I suppose, forced into looking inward and looking at what we were doing, where we were going, what we were saying. And like, I kind of joined, you know, more than halfway through the last album, so I wasn't necessarily kind of fundamentally a part of it. Whereas when we started kind of jamming, working, rehearsing and creating riffs, and as Niall kept writing, it took on a new sound, which actually reflected some of the more old organic sound, but gave me an opportunity to sort of feed into that too. So yeah, it definitely did kind of help us curate what we wanted to sound like going forward, for sure. Yeah.
Well, we're loving the new sound. Friction Burns is the new single. It sounds amazing. Like, we love playing it on iRadio. What we want to know, though, like, I know, Brazzy, we can see because we're on a Zoom that you're currently in studio. Is there a new album coming?
What we did with the whole thing is we wrote all these songs, and then we realized none of these songs actually work with what we're trying to do. And that's what happens. You hit a kind of a sweet spot with your writing and the band. And so Friction Burns was that first sweet spot where we felt, right, this is exactly what we want to sound like. So we kind of then kind of scrapped some of the songs we had been working on, and we moved on to write more. So yeah, we're definitely putting a batch of music out. You know, at the end of the day, talking about albums in the current kind of situation of the music industry is kind of, you know, what I saw even with Adele telling Spotify they don't want Shuffle on her album. You see, that's exactly how we need to protect the album. So to do an album is a huge undertaking, and sometimes it's better off to do like, test the waters with a couple of songs and then start to make the record. It costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. So yeah, we definitely have a batch of new songs, and we're just wondering what's the best way to put them out.
Cool. Well, we're really, really looking forward to that. I know we're kind of doing this interview and this chat in the kind of phase where we don't know if there's going to be more restrictions, and we're all kind of on tender hooks to see what the government are going to do. But looking ahead, I suppose, in a more positive way, you guys have confirmed that you're going to be doing the Lakeland sessions, which are taking place in Mullingar the Maybank holiday weekend 2022. So we're manifesting all of the good things. Brazzy, how excited are you to kind of get back to that? And as well, especially a festival in the Midlands, which is going to be massive.
It's also a festival that's very famous, that's been around a long time, that just disappeared, you know. And the Westmeath Bachelor Festival has quite almost an international name for some reason. Like, it definitely has. And I remember they used to run it in the 80s because my mum was on the festival committees. So I really remember all the Westmeath Bachelor Festival. But, you know, it is Rose of Tralee for lads. That's what it is. And that's what, you know.
And did you ever take part as a bachelor?
No, they wouldn't let me. I was also only 8 years of age, so it might have been a
year. Laws that
maybe they would have let me. I could have been the kind of young up-and-coming guy. But I think it's an incredible festival. I think putting on festivals as well is incredibly brave, and I kind of massively respect it. So something in your hometown, especially two hometown bands on it, the Academic and the Blizzards, and it's nice to be able to say that about a big festival, is that you don't need to constantly go out looking for other big artists. Like, there's a lot of really brewing and strong artists in our hometown in Mullingar, and there always has been. So it's great to be able to run a festival like this.
Yeah, you haven't had Niall Horan trying to get on the lineup, have you?
Niall Horan is, you know, I think the point with Niall Horan, I think, you know, well, I was about to try and think smart about somehow not being able to afford him, but you know, he might do us a favour and play. He might get up and do a few tunes, but like, yeah, maybe if Niall wants to enter the Bachelor Festival, that would be nice. I'm not sure where he's at the moment, and if there might be a lovely local colleague that he falls for, and that'd be a stunning story, really, if you think about it.
Because he could certainly afford road frontage at this stage, couldn't he?
So, Mullingar anyway, he might get a nice place. Up in Dublin, I think anybody. Pushing to try and get a gaff at this stage. but maybe we should get Niall to enter the Bachelor Festival.
Well, I think at this stage, I think these tickets are going to sell like hotcakes once they go on sale, because it sounds fantastic. Listen, thank you so much for coming on. We love the new single, Friction Burns. As I said, we love playing it here on iRadio. We cannot wait to see you live very, very soon, okay? Thanks so much for coming on iRadio.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for
the support.
iRadio in the morning. With Now.
heartfelt dramas like Scenes from a Marriage, starring Jessica Chastain, on Now.